Welcome back to the County Grapevine for Wednesday, January 7th. I'm your host, Dave Wheatley, and our next segment brought to you by the Prince Edward County Chamber of Commerce. Here's Pearl Huckel with this week's Taking Care of Business.
Welcome to Taking Care of Business. I'm Pearl Huckel, and I'm joined by Cole Matthews of Matthews Lawn Care and Snow Removal. Welcome to Taking Care of Business, Cole.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Now, your business started just fairly recently, but you have 7 years' experience in property care.
That's correct.
What were your first jobs, and what did you learn there?
My first job was working down at Westlake Water Sports. I worked on the beach there as a kid. Eventually got up to, like, manager there, and I needed a career switch. So when I was in high school, in grade 10, for co-op, I got on to Wentworth Landscapes, and I spent a solid 6-7 years there. I went through everything from hardscaping to pools to gardens, and then eventually I found my role in turf care, and then I became a team member, then assistant team leader, and then a team leader. And I decided I liked this so much, I'm going to go do it for myself. That's where I'm at today.
But Wentworth has a very, very good reputation. I'm sure you got very good training.
Excellent training. They're all very nice people.
They've been around for quite a while, haven't they?
Yeah.
When did you start your own business?
I started it March of this year. I bought like 500 door hangers, and I knocked on every single door I could. I put out my name, and just been growing from word of mouth from there.
That's excellent. What is your customer base right now?
Customer base? I'd say it's a good mix of people who are retiring or people who are retired. But I have a good amount of local businesses in Prince Edward County that use me commercially. And then I have some younger people who are just too busy with their kids or newborns and they need help. So it's pretty wide range, actually.
Approximately how many would you have?
Right now, total customers, I'm probably around 75.
That's a lot when you have to actually get out quickly when there's a snowfall.
Yes.
Now, do you have many employees?
It's just me.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It's just me. You know, when I first started, I really wanted to set the tone right for the first couple years. I wanted people to know that this is how I operate, this is how the business operates. And then from there, once the systems are in place, I can train people to work with me.
So you're taking your time and getting it right.
Yeah, exactly.
75 people, what kind of equipment do you have if you're clearing 75 driveways?
Yeah, that's kind of funny too. When I first started, I had no push mower, I had no weed whacker, I had no snow blower, I had nothing. So my first customer, she actually lent me her shovel, and then I would shovel her driveway. She lent me her lawnmower, her weed whacker. Started like that. I saved up enough money. I slowly bought equipment by equipment. In March, I pick up my new lawnmower to service all my customers for next year. I just bought a Kubota tractor for snow removal this year. And then I bought a snowblower, and I just keep investing when I can.
What properties do you clear? Are you based in Picton? Are you based in Wellington?
I have customers in Picton, Bloomfield, Wellington, Glenora, Huntersville. Generally for snow removal, I try and stay between Picton, Bloomfield, and Wellington until I can upgrade my equipment with like a truck and a plow. And then same thing for lawn care. Anywhere in Prince Edward County for lawn care, that's pretty well my service area. Sometimes I'll go out of the way of Prince Edward County. If customers are like, listen, I can't find anyone, I need my snow cleared. If I have time, I'll do it. But generally, I stick in Prince Edward County.
Now, I understand lawn care is easier because you can do it. All you need is a sunny day or a not raining day. Now, with snow removal, you have 75 people for snow removal?
Yes, that's correct.
How do you do that? How does one man with a snowblower and
a Kubota tractor
get to 75 people? Because at least half an hour at least per person. How do you do that?
You know, when I go to a customer's property, you know, quote them for snow removal, I try and add a lot of value per dollar for my customers. And I set clear expectations. If I tell them, listen, I might not be there for 4 hours, or I'm going to be there in 10 minutes. I make sure I'm there in 10 minutes, or I make sure I'm there in 4 hours. There's a lot of contractors that say, you know, I'll show up, and then they don't. So, you know, I make good on that. I show up when I do, or, you know, if I can't make it, I'll tell you. People value the honesty, and then word of mouth, and just keeps growing.
I hear you. Like, back when I was working full-time, you'd have to be at our place at 7, and that's it. You got to be there, and if you're not, we can't take you.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas now, you know, I can see that. So you gear your time to your customers' needs.
Exactly. And I also work with a couple other contractors. Like if I ever run into an equipment breakdown or, you know, they're nice enough to do a couple one-time plows for me. But it all just circles back. They pay for a job. Make sure you do it on time and you do it right. And, you know, they're going to be a return customer.
Yeah, so you lay everything out right up front, and you say you're going to be there, you're going to be there. How much marketing have you done? Have you done much marketing? Are you
besides, you know, door hangers, business cards, nothing. word of mouth is the best advertising you can get. You know, I emailed a couple, you know, like cold calling and stuff, but word of mouth is what has gotten me to like I was part-time this year for lawn care. I worked a part-time job on top. And through word of mouth, I've actually got enough work to go full-time for next year for lawn care and snow, like the whole thing.
Yeah, word of mouth in the county is a good way to go, definitely
it's
a good way.
It's the only way to go,
yeah,
really.
Yeah.
You may get a customer through normal advertising, but a returning customer is word of mouth.
This really is your first year. What has been the biggest challenge for you this year?
Financials. There's so much money to invest in to a business to provide the services you want to provide. And that's been really, really tough. You know, every dollar I've made this year has actually gone back into the business. When you're doing that and you have personal bills at home to pay, it's really tough, but it's also really rewarding seeing your business grow.
I've heard some business people say it's 3 years before you can make a profit.
Yeah, 3 to 5. For me personally, it's probably going to be 5, but I'd rather work 80 hours a week than work 40 for someone else.
Therefore, you're a good entrepreneur, for sure. Owning your own business is the way to go. What have been the benefits of owning your own business?
I like seeing the smile on people's faces. I enjoy helping people out and just waking up in the morning, getting to do my own thing, knowing it's my name, it's my accountability all out there. It's pretty rewarding.
It sounds like it is. Sounds like you're doing a good job. Anything unexpected happened this year that you didn't think, I never planned on that and I don't know how to handle it, or I never planned on that and wow, it's great?
Yeah, the Kubota tractor, actually. Yeah, it was a lot of money. I'm going to be honest. I was going over my finances before the winter started and I was like, okay, you know, I got a good amount of customers. Get the snowblower on my truck and I'll be okay. And then the calls just kept coming in and the requests on my website. And I was, do I pull the trigger now and get it? Or do I wait till next year? And I'm glad I pulled the trigger now because it's allowed me to cement my footing more in the snow removal business in Prince Edward County. It's just allowed me to gain more customers and keep growing for lawn care as well, right? Because everyone who wants snow eventually wants lawn care in the spring.
And having a tractor, I imagine it reduces your time on site.
Absolutely. And, you know, some customers with the gravel driveways, they're like, hey, the guy with the plow has pushed all the gravel up. Do you got something to pull back? And before I'd be like, no. But now I can, and I can use the tractor, and, you know, I can rent it out. I can do landscaping. I don't really know what I'm all going to do with it yet, but it's opened up a lot more doors.
Is there another piece of equipment that you're hoping to get soon that you think will help you as well?
Yeah, I'm actually going later today to look at new trucks. I need a bigger truck so I can put a plow on it and a dump bed insert. That way, you know, when I'm at important commercial clients and they're like, listen, you know, we can't have grass clippings everywhere. So I'll bag their grass and I can haul it away, or I can just remove debris from customers without having to invest in a dump trailer. And it's like an all-in-one setup. If I show up to a client's place and no matter what they want done, I don't have to leave to go grab a different piece of equipment. It's all on site. And that goes back to my mower as well. It has a vacuum, a dethatcher. It has every attachment I'll ever need, and it's all on one trailer. I want to be the one-stop shop where they know when I show up, I have every tool I need to do whatever they need.
That sounds very, very efficient. So what are you hoping to see in the next 5 years for your business?
I'd like to see one more full-time mowing crew and two more tractors. I'd like to still be in the field in 5 years. But I would like one mowing crew to do like the residential, and I'll still be in the field for, you know, a bit more of the commercial and the snow removal side. But yeah, at least two more tractors and one more mowing setup in the next 5 years.
Okay. Now you're saying one more mowing crew. Does that mean you have a mowing crew now?
Just me again.
Oh, okay.
But I would like to hire one more person. I want someone that's going to go the extra mile for my clients, who shows up every day, is reliable. And I want him to run a mowing crew just like me. So it's just us two in the field. And then for snow removal, I'll hire a couple just seasonal operators and at least two or three tractors out in the field, out and around town. And a couple guys in a plow truck with shovels and just keep growing.
How big do you want to get?
I think when everyone starts out, they have a goal. For me, I wanted to buy a house. That was my ultimate goal. As the years go on, you know, more work just keeps coming your way and you don't really want to say no. But I need to figure out if I really want to scale, because once you get to that point, there's so much more than just money involved. It really is, it's a lot of work. I just want to be comfortable and help out people in Prince Edward County.
That's a great goal. And then they know if you're there on person and there's no person, you're going to be there and you're not going to get someone you don't know.
Exactly. So I always want to be in the field and just help people out.
And you want to make a living, but not a killing.
Exactly.
So far, what are you most proud of?
I'm proud of all the businesses that reach out to me. You know, you got a lot of established businesses in Prince Edward County. You have Wentworth Landscapes, Terra Vista, countless others, right? I'm just a new company. No one really knows me. I've had some pretty big businesses reach out in Prince Edward County that have contracted me for their service. And I'm like, I must be doing something right. Word of mouth has been doing something for me because why would this business reach out to me when there's lots of more outfitted, better equipment companies in Prince Edward County than me right now?
Why do you think they're doing that?
I think it goes back to the value per dollar I have, and I'm willing to go the extra mile and not charge them for everything. It's really just trying to help out people, not gouge them, and just provide the best service possible.
This is a question we ask every business owner in the county, okay. And I'm pleased to ask you because you're new and you're fresh at this. What is the best advice that you would give as a business owner to someone thinking about starting a business here in the county?
Just start. Don't worry about the equipment you have or your transportation. If you really want to do something and you're passionate about it, go knock a door because there are customers out there willing to lend you their equipment and let you do the job. But when you do it, do what you say you're going to do. Do a good job. And even if you lose money, it doesn't matter because word of mouth and your reputation is everything in the Prince Edward County. And as long as you keep that in your head, you'll make it far in Prince Edward County.
Maybe plan on not making a profit for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. If your main goal is to start a business and make money right away, you shouldn't start a business. I can tell you, I haven't made a lot this year at all. In fact, I've lost money. But the amount of clients I've gained and my reputation in Prince Edward County, I'm very happy with it. And the way it's going is looking great. My business is growing. I'm buying equipment. Bills are paid. I can't complain, really, for my not even first year, right? Because it's not March, you know. I've done amazing.
So. Congratulations, Cole. That's really good to hear. And it's so nice that a county person is making good here. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. I'm Pearl Huckel, and I've been speaking with Cole Matthews of Matthews Lawn Care and Snow Removal. Cole can be reached at 613-921-0507, or even easier, you can email Cole, C-O-L-E, at matthewslawn.com, or Google Matthews Lawn Care Snow Removal. Thank you for listening to Taking Care of Business on 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county.
Thank you, Cole and Pearl. Coming up on The Grapevine, the county naturally, Pamela Stagg and Ryan Danby discuss wildlife crossings for the 401 expansion through the Frontenac Arch. Stay tuned.